I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless too.
Oh, hey, Deanna.
Oh, hey, Emily.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm super good. Thank you so much for asking.
Everyone's like, and we're unfollowing them. And we're never going to listen to another podcast. And good night.
Don't worry. We don't really talk like that.
This will not be the entire episode.
Would be kind of fun. I mean, we're not going to do it.
Right.
But I would have a lot of fun.
I would have a lot of fun, too.
Okay, great.
Next time. Psych.
How are you? For
real? You know, living.
Your
breathing.
Hair looks amazing.
Well, I think it's been quite some time since I've gotten a proper cut, color, blowout.
Whew.
The trifecta.
That is a dream. Every girl's person's dream.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to say, it really does make a diff.
Mm-hmm. It does. You know, it's sometimes I look in the mirror in the morning and I'm like, oh, my head's so shiny. It's just all the grays catching the light, you know? And I'm like, not a great look. My head's made of sparkles.
I did not know that. I thought it was going to be greasy, but that is hilarious because that's the truth. You're like, well, my highlights are really gray.
Yep.
They're just gray.
Just catching that light all pretty.
Ping, ping, ping.
As my mom would say, sparkle heaven.
Did she?
No. Not about my head, but she says that.
About people's gray hairs?
No.
Just in general.
Yeah,
okay, great. I like that for gray hairs, like sparkle heaven.
Yep. Like, because you're that much closer.
Right.
So today, we have a ute coming in.
A ute. Back to our ute root.
Do you remember the utes?
I love the utes.
Yeah, we've got a 25-year-old named Kimmy Lucas.
Sweet.
And she has curated the internet for us.
Oh, well, thank you, Kimmy Lucas.
What a freaking badass.
I love that about her already. Just real quick, If I had the name Kimmy Lucas in high school,
how cool would you have been?
I mean, that's just like your shit is already like made for you.
It's a pretty good name.
It's like smart and sassy and fun and approachable. I mean, it's really good.
But are you marching forward into adulthood with the name Kimmy?
Oh, well, why don't we? Well, I guess maybe we'll ask.
I'm going to ask her.
I hear
bold.
You. Is there any adult Kimmy is like Kimmy Gibbler?
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, I grew up as Emmy.
Right. And then you released it.
I released it. But then, you know, there's that comedian Emmy.
Rossman or
whatever. Oh, that's an actress, Emmy Rossum.
Or I'm like Rossman. It's never right.
There's that actress, Emmy Rossum. And I get jealous sometimes.
Because
I'm the Emmy. Emmy.
I'm going to call you Emmy from now on.
Please do.
You know what? Very excited to have someone curate because I feel like, I don't know how you'd be doing, but I'm not like running around. Are you looking at my manicure?
Yeah, and how it matches your shirt perfectly.
Oh, whoa,
I'm
that's
just
kind of weird.
Taking a moment. Okay.
I'm, for once in my life, everything is happening.
My eyebrows well put together,
eyebrows
y'all.
Are done, yeah. Nails and hair all at one
it's
moment.
It's amazing.
It's
I'm
like
really
usually
it
very
in.
Piecemeal. I don't ever like go and find cool shit on social media.
No, I don't either. But if someone sends it to me, I'm really appreciative.
Right.
Because when they say, this is what's cool, I'm like, oh, thank you. I feel so exhausted by trying to find that by myself.
I wouldn't even know where to look.
How.
And I think that that's like a millennial move. They know how to curate.
Like, I'd go to HuffPo, and I'm sure that's not right.
That's not right.
Right.
I mean, it's something, but it's not where, like, the hot Reddit shit is, which is, like, beyond me.
Right. Okay, well, let's
I'm excited to see what she has.
OMFG! Good Lord, Kimmy, welcome.
Thank you.
What a fresh face.
It's a real mitzvah that you're here today.
Ooh, I wish I knew what that meant, but I'm excited by the sound of it.
Well, it means blessing.
Oh, I like it even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. You can teach us about the internet, and I can teach you Yiddish. It's an even exchange.
Yeah, I feel like we should sprinkle that in as we go along.
I'll see what I can do.
Can we see if at any point Kimmy is eating your kishkas out?
She probably will be.
Okay, great.
So lost, so happy.
Just keep laughing. Okay, so tell us a little bit about you and what you do in your life.
Ooh, so much freedom. My name is Kimmy, which is very topical right now because Kimmy Schmidt just came out, so I get a lot of messages
so
from people.
Weird. We were just talking about that.
I usually, every season, this has happened two times now, it comes out and I get like 5 to 10 messages. She's like, I've been thinking about you lately. And I'm like, you've been watching Kimmy Schmidt.
That's so
and
funny.
And my name is similar.
Okay, so we were talking about how great your name is.
But high school would have been better for me if I had Kimmy Lucas as a name.
I'm very fortunate. I'm very fortunate.
You know that about yourself.
Well, I just knew it was lucky. I was supposed to be Kim. My parents thought Kimmy was going to be like this like cutesy thing I grew out of, and it just never happened. It stuck. But Lucas was great because I was like 7 when the new Star Wars came out. And so that was the age to really like the new Star Wars movies.
Oh, the new ones.
The, episode one. I guess there's new ones now. This is going to get complicated. Okay.
But I hear you.
But I had everyone believing that me and George were like, you know, tight.
Wow.
Super tight. We weren't, but I wanted to be.
So not to ask the dumbest question ever.
Tough question out the gate, but we're going to ask it.
It's not even the one you're thinking.
Oh, okay.
Is Kimberly like your full government name?
It is the full government name. It's like what President Obama would call me probably.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
He doesn't. I don't know. President Obama specifically might call you Kimmy.
Oh, that would be nice.
You know?
I'd like to be that like comfortable with him.
I feel he likes to get, you know, into nicknames.
The Pope, on the other hand.
No, he's very proper. Formal.
You're Kimberly. Right. But, okay, so as you move into adulthood, are you keeping the Kimmy?
I am. I tried. I thought about it even when I first moved up here. I'm like, am I going to go Kim? I sometimes even thought, like, I should go by my middle name, which is Lynn.
Oh.
It'd be Lynn Lucas. And then I was like, that's alliterative. And I was like, too much work. Sticking with Kimmy.
It is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Lynn Lucas is a lot older.
That's the thing. It sounds like I'd be writing from, like, my British cottage somewhere in my golden years.
Yeah.
Right.
But also, like Dear Abby style, you know.
Right.
Like, you're answering letters.
She's definitely got a lot of thoughts in her head, and she's always drinking tea, and she's just a lot. But she's great.
And her advice is useful, but, you know, the letters are always spattered with tea. And
right.
Exactly. So, yeah, I will be Kimmy. I've signed everything by it now. Kimmy. All my emails are Kimmy. The problem is people will be like, Kimberly, and I don't respond. I'm like, who's this Kimberly? Oh, that's me.
Right.
And so I just never respond to it. So I had to stick with Kimmy.
I feel like Kimmy Schmidt is helping the situation.
My main point of reference before was Kimmy Gibbler, and that was less.
That is the other
fun.
Kimmy we brought up. Were you listening to our intro out there?
Mm-mm, it is quiet out there, but yeah, that was the main one. That was embarrassing.
That's a tough one.
I mean, I you could work with it. People feel fondly towards her, but she's not like, you know, super cool. The boys did not want to date Kimmy Gibbler.
No.
So
I'm not sure. I mean, Kimmy Schmidt's doing okay, but I'm not sure it's she's a sexual figure.
That's true.
No,
that's
she's
true.
Got like the Tina Fey too. Like, it's there. Tina Fey has touched her, and it's cool.
She was touched by an angel.
Yeah, exactly.
That first season, she had like 3 boy plot lines.
She did.
I was like, whoa, everyone calm down. She's pretty good.
I think she's very pretty.
Oh, well, of course she's very pretty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but I see what
you're character
saying.
Is sort of like
spazzy.
She's a child.
12.
Because she never advanced
emotionally,
intellectually. So that's why her name is Kimmy. Anyway,
Kimmy Lucas.
So you have done a lot of important work because we don't know what's cool on the internet, nor do we know how to know what is cool on the internet. And what you have done is thrown out to us a couple of things that you think are cool.
So I have, maybe before we start digging, we can find out, like, how do you curate stuff?
That's a great point.
Ooh. It's a weird amount of Twitter.
Okay.
Twitter is just the best place for anything.
Why?
I think it's just because Twitter, by the nature of it, is curating things for me. So I pretty much have a feed of all the people I think are cool. I don't know. I don't have a lot of friends on Twitter. So it's just directors and actors and personalities that I admire. Okay. Retweeting things and tweeting them at each other. And I didn't know they know each other. And I get really excited. Like last week, Edgar Wright tweeted at Karina Longworth, Rian Johnson, and John Mulaney, all about something.
I know the last person.
I know one of you. What's happening?
Oh, it was very exciting.
Can you say those names slowly?
It started with Edgar Wright, who directed Scott Pilgrim, Hot Fuzz, and Shaun of the Dead.
Okay.
As well as been involved with a lot of other wonderful things. He's my favorite director.
Oof.
And he tweeted at Rian Johnson, who directed Looper, Brick, and Brothers Bloom, and the next Star Wars movie.
Did he tweet about Rian Johnson?
No.
Just out of curiosity.
I see what you did there.
You tickled her.
I was so ready to respond, and then I thought about what you said.
She even got red.
I did a little bit.
Who is he? Maybe we should find out.
Mm-hmm.
So what does he do?
He's a director. So they're all directors, and his girlfriend has, Karina Longworth has a podcast I love called You Must Remember This. It's a Hollywood history podcast.
Oh.
So they're all like little separate worlds, like a podcaster who's dating a director who's friends with my favorite director, and then John Mulaney just thrown in there.
Right.
And I just have images like them all hanging out and laughing and talking about
history. Are they drinking martinis in this image?
Most definitely. Okay. Except there's like one of them who's just doing straight whiskey, and that's like the cool one. I don't know who that is yet.
And then there's John, who's not drinking at all.
Mm-mm, no, he's classy.
Well, I like that. I mean, you're a little bit of a stalker, but that's okay.
It's a tiny bit. It's out of love.
Right. It's out of pure. And I'm sorry, did you say, I don't know, what do you do?
Oh, yeah. I'm a talent, I'm using air quotes, but talent researcher. I'm kind of like I basically do casting for reality television.
Okay.
So when like...
So you're supposed to be a stalker.
It's paid, and it's really weird how easy it is to find information on the internet. It has made me much safer with my own.
We're going to get to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get to that.
Yeah. Okay, that is
interesting. I want to know what not to put out there.
So explain, like, what are you doing with your job?
So basically, the networks will come to my production company, and they say, hey, you know what's really cool? We love opera singing lumberjacks. We think it's going to be the next big hit. Find them. Not like, do these exist? It's like, let's get some. And so my job is to like, I call, this is a silly example, but it's not too far from the truth at all. But I will call lumber mills. I will call wood, where I've done a lot of wood shows. So I will call like antique furniture stores. I will call anything in the wood industries in like areas. I will have Google Maps up and I'll be going town by town in Michigan.
Wow.
And I'll be like, do you guys have any lumberjacks and do they sing opera? I hope so.
These are some cold ass calls you're making.
I make cold calls all the day
long. These are chilly.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. It's a fun job. I meet a lot of very interesting people I would never have met, particularly when I'm calling the South. I get called sugar a lot.
That's sweet. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I do
and,
too.
You know, I don't know.
I do. Particularly, I find like the more like the call person I'm calling is like 60 and over, the more I'm like, oh, that's so nice.
Right.
But when they're hitting like 35, yeah, I'm like,
Right.
But it's really fun. I love the job.
Could we call you sugar?
You guys are definitely allowed to call me sugar.
You should start calling people sugar.
Sugar.
Welcome
to the podcast, sugar.
I'm like fascinated by this job. Mm-hmm.
See, I mean, just working in the biz, I'm like,
okay,
totally.
You're like, no big deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But wait, do you guys ever find people that are, do you meet the actual people you're trying to find, these specific folk?
Because
some of them might not have, like, teeth and stuff and be on for the TV.
Once in a very long while, I got to meet one recently. I cast. So it's funny. I do anything from, like, you know, the kind of hillbilly stuff. I did a very fancy Rich Ladies of Europe show recently.
Ooh, is it on Bravo?
No. And we just found out it is not. It didn't. Well, we're in the early stages of figuring out what's happening with it, but I met
Was it supposed to be on Bravo?
No, okay. No, it was a different network. So.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I only know
Bravo. So it's like, if it's there, I can maybe get at it.
It's Bravo-esque. I just have to be cool. I don't know what I'm allowed to say or not.
Fine.
But one of the girls I found, she's like a Russian heiress. And I found out her father ran against Putin twice in an election, which is, I think, where the money came from. I'm not sure. But I met her recently. She was in LA and she came in and that was very exciting for me because I just stalked her on Instagram and contacted her through there and got her on the show and then I got to meet her.
Wow.
So your professional stalkerisms have brought us, like, I'm excited for these things.
Yeah.
Because that's your job.
It is my job. I am paid to do that. It's very strange and very gratifying all at once.
How do we launch the heiress into, like, some stardom?
Yeah. Oh, what's her name?
Her name is, it is a very complicated name. She's actually a really amazing clothing designer. Her name is Elena Brinsalova. I can almost pull it up because she's very private on her Facebook, but I could pull up the videos and photos of her, like, lifestyle are gorgeous. It's just out of a dream.
I already want to meet her and be her.
I found her.
You found her? She's a fashion designer out there, so she's delightful.
Well, I don't know if any of these people are her, but her website looks nice.
Looks cute.
She's very fancy.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really fun. So do you think we should take a break and then go through these things, or?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's take a quick break.
Okay. Mm-hmm. OMFG. Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm. It's like Netflix for podcasts. Only with Howl Premium, you can listen to the Comedy Bang Bang 2016 live tour. The tour sold out everywhere, but you can hear every single episode on Howl the next day. This year, Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus, and Neil Campbell will be along for the ride. And there will surely be a few more surprise drop-ins as well. Hear the 19 tour stops and 22 performances from Comedy Bang Bang Live on Howl. In addition to the 2016 live tour with Howl Premium, you get 42 more Comedy Bang Bang specials, along with exclusive access to more than 120 hours of original miniseries and audio documentaries, and over 90 comedy albums. New episodes and albums are released each week. Get access to all this exclusive content on your phone, on your Android, on the web for only $4.99 a month. I mean, come on. And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month trial for free. To redeem your promo code, you have to make an account on the web at howl.fm. You enter the code OMFG at checkout. Remember to hear all the Comedy Bang Bang live tours along with dozens of original audio miniseries and comedy albums. Go to howl.fm. That's howl.fm and use the promo code OMFG for 1 month free trial of Howl Premium. OMFG!
Welcome back, Kimmy Lucas. Hello.
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 So how and what is DJ Khalid?
DJ Khalid.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. DJ Khalid. Okay.
He is a delightful person that I didn't know much about until recently. I found out about, there was a news article. So basically, DJ Khaled is the king of Snapchat.
Really?
Not even like a contested king. He is the king of Snapchat.
And how do you spell his name?
It's just, you know, your classic DJ and then K-H-A-L-E-D.
Okay, cool.
I just opened a picture of him. He looks delightful.
He is delightful. And my favorite thing is in like wanting to make sure I had my facts straight, I did realize his name is actually Khalid Muhammad Khalid. Which is a wonderful name.
Excessive amount of Khalids in that.
And I love that she researched his name before coming on this podcast. I just want that noted. That's really a delightful thing to have done.
I wanted to know my facts. And I was like, I don't even know his name. I just know him as DJ Khalid. That can't be real. No, that is a very accurate representation of him.
Okay. DJ Khalid is a Zoftig man. He's got facial hair. He's got I see him shirtless in the picture Emily's brought up. And he doesn't look like a superstar, but maybe, what is he giving us? What is he giving the people?
I can't even describe, this man isn't just like a superstar. He is beloved.
Why?
He is just beloved. So basically, I'm not even sure how. So he's a music producer. He's worked with some great people. His big song is a Win, Win, Win.
Win, 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 no matter what.
That song.
Okay. So he's a person.
He's a person. He works in the industry. He's very successful. His Snapchats are just the most exuberant, amazing things. He focuses on a couple of things. It's always about keys to success. He goes, the key here, the key. Oh, this is a major key.
I like that.
To the extent now people come to him with giant keys like that they've made. Or
very literal, but
I saw him brought a key lime pie.
Okay.
The world's a clever place.
You know, God bless him. I may get that sort of vibe from like, I enjoy P. Diddy on Instagram because I feel like he tells me shit in the morning like about getting I'm like, need to rise and grind. And I'm like, yeah, P. Diddy, you know, like, he'll get me motivated occasionally. So yeah. Is that like the kind of vibes? Like, he's giving you life lessons.
Oh, every day DJ Khaled's going to look at you via the screen and be like, they're not going to want you to win. They're not going to want you to succeed. They're not going to want you to get out there and do your best, but you got it. That's a major key.
I like it. Now I'm in.
I didn't realize it was like, you know, affirmations and like ways to live your best life. That's so oops. I love it.
It's pretty wonderful. It doesn't get much more practical than that, other than maybe like drink Ciroc. That's it. I'm pretty sure he's funded by Ciroc.
Yeah.
I think they hang out.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably. I'm looking at one where
hype each other up.
Getting a pedicure, it looks like, or maybe a foot massage, and it says, this is a major key to more success, and then the hands are praying in prayer.
He loves the prayer emoji.
Yeah. Ooh. I got everything done today.
You did.
Except my vagina, because I handle that myself, people.
Understandable. You
do? With a good old fat. Yeah, I do. I do use a razor, guys.
Oh, like, I thought you meant you were waxing yourself.
Oh,
and I was
no.
I might
let's
have
not
to
get crazy.
Like, have an intervention.
By the way, like, that would be
the biggest disaster of everyone's life.
Like, no way, Jose.
Or incredibly impressive.
Yeah, well, that's true. I don't do yoga, so, like, just the physics
exactly.
Of it.
Like,
would
how
be
do you even get in there? Oy, that's another one for you. Oy.
That's a key. That's a little key.
Major key. We got a major key here.
I feel like when the phrase gives me life, I feel like DJ is giving us life with his post.
I love that you didn't say his name because you weren't sure how
like,
to say
Kala. I was like, DJ Khaled.
You are so busted.
Well, I knew someone would call me out on it.
You're like this asshole over here.
DJ, what was that again? Khaled. I learned it from you.
I know. Okay, well. I set you up to fail.
Right.
Key to success.
The true twist of this is going to be that I might be the one saying it wrong and you guys have had it right the entire time.
Ooh.
But
no.
We'll find out.
You fact check pretty good. I feel like you'd be knowing.
I trust the researcher on this one.
Okay, so you've got me kind of hyped for this guy. It's like, I don't. This is a separate topic, but like I joined Snapchat a couple weeks ago, Emily knows, and like I can't figure out how to search anybody. So there's that going on, which that might be another time and place. But if I can find him, I will find him.
Oh, you will find him. He has 6 million followers, like at least. He is the biggest presence.
That part didn't seem to be like, I couldn't find anybody. I didn't know how to search. I did not know how to search. But that's okay. We'll
no, that's
get there.
Fair. It has a strange interface. You go up and down and left and right and then left and right again. It's a very unique interface.
It's an interface that's like, we're keeping you, meaning us, Emily and I, out.
Well, it's like, if this makes you feel any better about your trying to use this app, I went to the App Store to download the app. And it was like, could not connect to iTunes App Store. And I was like, well, my fault.
it was like, basically, this Snapchat has a couple of different roadblocks for us kind of older assholes to keep us the fuck out. It's like, we don't want to go the way of the Facebook. Like, we want to keep y'all's out. So we're going to make it a little trickier.
Key to success. We're going to learn that, bitch.
Okay, so Dr. DJ Khaled, called.
Yes.
Khalhidi.
No. The thing you should search with him, the thing that made me like fall in love with him, and that the thing that made me learn about him, is he went out on a jet ski. He lives in Miami. That Miami life.
Right.
Beautiful. Loves to show it off. Took a jet ski out at night, which you're like, you're not supposed to do. I don't think it's wise. Took it out and then got real lost because there wasn't a lot of light. And it's like it just keeps being snaps of him using like the flashlight on his phone to try to light his way. And it's like an 8 snap journey.
I know. I've heard that story.
It's wonderful.
That took a lot of chutzpah to go out there.
Like,
so
job,
much
Emily.
Yiddish. I'm learning so much.
That means moxie.
This is really the best like show and tell we've ever had. Is there anybody else on Snapchat we need?
That's a great question. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else. I don't think I follow any other celebrities. I think I made a very specific choice. I'm like, celebrities are for Instagram. Snapchat are for all the people from my hometown that I don't really talk to anymore as much.
All your BFFs, all like BFF. Emily up in and Stanford.
Yes, Emily and Stanford.
I stalked you too, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
Wait a minute. You know somebody she's following?
I just looked at her Instagram, and there was a sweet post about this girl named Emily who was moving away, and it was real touching, and I thought, well, that's nice. Kimmy has friends.
We're not
beautiful names.
Thank you. Right.
She is a joy. She is a joy, and I miss her.
Shout out.
Okay, so that's him. What else do we need?
Oh, we're getting into cake flushing now. We're coming back to Edgar Wright. I meant it when I said he's my favorite director. I loved him. Okay. I had quite the crush on him when I was 20. I think when I was 19, someone showed me Hot Fuzz. Have you ladies seen Hot Fuzz?
I have seen Hot Fuzz.
It's a delight.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fair. He is a wonderful director. I saw it at 19. I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. I've developed quite a crush on this director. I thought he was just so cool and English and just understood things. So I was following, I got on Twitter pretty quickly and I followed him and the two stars of Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. And they were touring for a different movie. I can't remember which one. And it was Nick Frost's birthday. And there became this like weird meme thing where people kept giving him cakes for his birthday and he would flush them down the toilet and they'd tape it.
Why are you laughing, Emily?
I'm so glad you get it.
I love the idea of someone like giving me a gift and being like, just like throwing it in the toilet and being like, bye-bye.
I'm like upset that you think it's that
I think
funny.
It's so funny.
I'm so glad because it's a very particular joke. Not everyone loves it. Right. I found it to be delightful.
Okay.
And that's why I find it funny. Why do you find it funny?
I think it was the pure joy they have in these videos of doing it. And they're just making the most basic poop jokes. And it's just chocolate cake in lumps. And it's just the noise it makes.
Okay. So you sent us a link. I'm going to go ahead and
we're going to watch this cake flushing.
I love it so much.
Let's see what sort of bullsh.
Let's watch this cake flush.
Kimmy's brought our way.
I've flushed a cake before and I thought it might be nice. I think each each piece of cake it represents a wish. Really? Right, let's get rid of this first bit. Goodbye,
that's a
birthday.
Lot. Ugh. I think it's going to go down.
Huge pieces of cake.
Guys, this is like...
That's a lot. Oh, they did it.
There it goes. How can a toilet deal with such cake? This is the...
Okay. Oh. I think
it goes on for a while.
I think we've got. All right. Well, I think we've pretty much got it. Oh. You two idiots laughing at cake being flushed down that looks like duty.
It looks a lot like duty.
Chocolate duty.
It's so duty covered in frosting, which makes it not as duty-y.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm enjoying you enjoying it. I don't think we're all well right now. Like, I'm concerned for society. This has like millions of hits, you're saying?
It had a lot. I was very passionate about it when it came out. The worst part, this is 2 years old, and I still, when you guys were like, what's cool on the internet? I was like, cake flushing. Cake flushing is so cool. I found that to be the funniest thing. They did it for like a month and a half, too. It was like regular videos of this.
That can't be good for your plumbing.
Mm-mm. No.
No, hotel plumbing, and they just left.
Okay.
Not great. Not
did
great.
It catch on? Like, were others? Was this a sensation?
I think people started sending them cakes.
Okay.
So this would happen. I think the fandom responded. I think it's a very niche audience of cake flushing. But I think people started sending them cakes and responding to it. And it was a regular topic of conversation for them on Twitter for a good 6 months. And then it died off, as a lot of jokes do. But it still is alive in my heart.
You know what?
That brings up something really nice, though. Like, if anyone wanted to send us a cake, we would not flush it.
No flushing. No, we would eat it.
We would probably eat it. We're not worried about, like, it being poisoned or...
No.
Razors in it. We're going to eat it.
We'd be like two young, happy children.
Yeah.
And we'd shove it in our faces.
Eat
so just of note.
Of
just of note.
Yeah, no.
Just
for anyone out there. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Any other Twitter accounts we should follow?
I follow so many silly Twitter accounts.
What are you up to?
I really love Nihilist Arby's.
Girl, what are you talking about?
There's just something about it.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
It's literally them. It's just a Twitter. It's the silliest dang thing. It's a Twitter account where they'll just say, like, life is meaningless and everything is upsetting. Enjoy Arby's.
Oh, it's about Arby's.
It literally is Nihilist Arby's.
Okay. So explain.
I don't know why this tickled my funny bone so much. I think it's because Arby's is, like, in my mind, like a harbinger of Midwestern kindness and warmth.
Right.
So someone retweeted this, and I spent, like, an hour reading them. But it's just tweets where it's like, everything's awful. You know, puppies get older. But enjoy your Arby's.
Okay.
And I found it absolutely delightful when I discovered it.
So are there any Twitter accounts that we should be – what are the ones you brought us?
I really enjoy Riker Googling. Riker Googling is very strange.
Riker,
I found
like
it.
The like Rikers?
Like Riker from Star Trek.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. She's like Riker's Island.
I just go straight to jail every time.
Oh, the other Riker. Got it. Basically, it's a list of what would the things that Riker from Star Trek, what would he be Googling, particularly having to deal with today? So, like, is Dance Dance Revolution sports or esports?
I have no idea what you're talking about from beginning to end, but I feel good about that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're doing some deep, like, comedy nerd dives that, or just, like, nerd dives that, some like, nerd dives. I'm into your being into it.
It's basically, like, a commentary on how would Riker, how would this futuristic society perceive ours? So, like, here's one. Okay. He just apparently Googled, was Jesus from America?
That's fun.
Which is delightful.
Got it.
See.
That's good. And we have another one called Shit Pitches. By the way, Mr. Riker has 65,800 followers. Not too shab.
Star Trek really has that fandom.
Yeah.
This is a deep cut in Twitter.
Shit Pitches. Shit at shit underscore pitches. 24,000 followers. What do we have here?
By the way.
This one was new. I just found this one a week ago, and I found it delightful, and I retweeted like 8 of them.
I'm going to read one.
Go ahead.
Keanu Reeves is a Cold War spy who has a 5-minute memory and absolutely no sense of direction.
The last part makes me laugh.
I would watch that movie.
Okay, another pitch.
Harrison Ford is a sports photographer who loses the will to live when he discovers a separate internet constructed entirely of bad clothes. So it's like the dark web, but only bad clothes?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Okay, do one more.
Okay. Jodie Foster is a disgraced university lecturer in 1960s Johannesburg who gets 5 years younger every time someone makes her angry.
That's a good shit pitch. That's really fun. Following no one, that seems to be the move. When you're cool,
mm-hmm.
you keep your who you're following low,
mm-hmm.
like super as low as you possibly can. Is that
you definitely want your like ratio. That ratio is very important. I actually had a 12-year-old once comment on mine because my Instagram ratio is not in my favor. I follow more than I have following me.
I'm so sorry. Ooh.
And she walked up. She was like, she was looking at. She's like, She goes, "You're following more than I'm following you. That's not good." And I'm just like, "Excuse me. Oh, I got judged by a 13-year-old for that." So
do you have her number?
I have her. I follow her on Instagram.
Oh.
So.
Well,
that's part of the problem.
I will say that I'm completely unaware of my Instagram followers and who I'm – like, I don't know that number, but I am aware of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I just pulled up ours to see what our ratio is. And we're following half the people who follow us.
How are we doing on that?
That's a good ratio.
It's a 1-to-2.
That's a great ratio.
Okay, great.
Okay. Great.
I mean, our number is not very high because –
look, we could use a few more followers.
Because it's OMFG Pod and it's, you know, right. I mean, not podcast and it's not OMFG and, you know, look, you got to work your buns off to get to us. We don't make it easy. But it's there and it's
there.
You know, it'll grow. It has grown. It's grown from 0. At one point, we had 0.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just got one more. You just got one more.
Okay. Just got the notification.
Oh, yeah, you guys are doing great ratio-wise. The problem is, I would say, and this is a very opinionated judgment, but it's when it's like, 1,000 followers, like 9,500, like when it's really close and you're like, and it's always when they follow you first, you're like, you're just trying to get people.
Right.
Trying to just get the attention.
And you know what? I've had that thought before when I see it. I'm not going to lie. When mm-hmm. I see neck and neck, I'm like, anyone, mm-hmm. it's a tit for tat. It's not about like, I like this person or...
But mm-hmm. I like that idea that followers should be earned, you know? It's
right.
Like you're going to put something out there and it's going to get you some people who like your stuff.
Right.
right? Mm-hmm. That's why the move is to have zero.
Mm-hmm. How many followers do you have, Kimmy?
Not a lot. I was not a tweeter often. Oh, you followed me back?
Okay, no big deal.
Oh my goodness.
Big moment for everybody here.
I think, let's do the big moment. I have 206 followers.
Okay, oh, great. Mm-hmm.
And I'm following like 471. My ratio is not in my favor.
That's right. That you're not about that. Look, you're out there, you're on the field trying to find lumberjacks who are opera singers. So mm-hmm. you got to be hustling the folk. You can't really worry about, that's not your jam or your lane. Like, you need to find these people and follow them, quite frankly.
I feel really affirmed right now. Thank you.
Okay. There is some things happening on Instagram. Mm. I enjoy Instagram. I feel good about it. I do feel like I just like a small amount of people. So, because I get anxious when there's too
when the
many
feed.
Feed.
Is too much.
I like to just go through it in a minute, catch what I need. Ooh, catch what I need to catch.
Yep.
Be done. And I want to know the people, kind of, or at least get.
Or just you think you know them.
Right.
You're pretending they're your best friend.
Right. I feel like if we were at a party.
Like a Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. Like I'd be like, oh, there's so-and-so. Even if I don't go up to them, I kind of walk by and see something they're doing and be like, okay, cool.
Yeah. I had a moment recently at a party where we both, me and this other girl, follow each other on social media. We had never met in real life. But it was as if we had already met. Like, we were both like, oh, hey, how are you? Oh, I'm good. How are you? Like, there was no mention that it had never happened IRL before.
Iga Vault.
Right?
Whoa.
Ikrashiga.
What's that one?
I don't even know.
Oh, it just sounds so good.
I know. But it's like.
Right.
Craziness.
That's really crazy to not even, to be like, why do I know this human being? And we feel connected. And you are connected when you fall. It's actually a commitment.
My friend met her boyfriend this way.
What, really?
Yeah, they're the best.
That sounds scary.
You would think they're like perfect together. And they met because they were both big like Instagram personalities. Mm-hmm. Very involved with social media. And they had followed each other and they met up in real life. And then like 2 weeks later, their boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay, well, so they met first in real life. That makes me
feel No. They met online. They've been following each other for a while and knew by each other. And so he
came
to town.
But like messaging each other?
They'd been messaging a little bit, yeah. And then writing each other. Oh, and then finally... It worked out.
Crazier things. I heard a young girl in her 20s, some girl about your age, and she was scared. She didn't want to have a, like, to go out with this guy or to have a crush on him because she didn't have enough Instagram followers. And he was one of those personalities. And she's like, I don't know if he'll like me. I don't have enough Instagram followers. No. I mean, can you even deal with that?
No.
Is that real? Is that like the lamest?
It sounds lame to me, but I'm not here to answer that question. Kimmy.
Oh, that just makes my heart hurt.
It's wrong, right? I mean, this is not where we're at.
She shouldn't. She should know that love conquers all.
Oh.
And that she should go for it anyway.
Are you in love, Kimmy?
Not currently, but I love the idea of love.
Are you trying to catch that D or?
Yeah, that's a way to describe it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm out there.
Out there trolling the D.
Trolling the D.
Or
no.
Maybe the V.
Right.
Oh, you're that's right. I appreciate that. No, it's the D. But okay.
Right.
I'm glad we cleared this up.
Yeah.
Got to the bottom of it. No, I'm out there. I date. I live in Los Angeles and I date, which is always an adventure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, right. We've both been there, huh?
Girl.
Am I right?
Girl. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys, I have one Instagram account that you must go. Oh. And I know. This is a fucking key, okay? His name is, and my brother-in-law, I'm going to just show you first. I want to just have you ever. His name is Mr. Pimp Good Game. And
okay. Following right now.
He is unbelievable. I see that now he's playing some games, but like he has a very happy, he's a black man. He does only a headshot. And the same smile and expression on most of his pictures. I see he's getting kind of cute with some of them now, but it's really good when you just look down the feed and you just see the same face like 20 different times. It's very
it's funny.
Bizarre and appealing. So that's my key.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a follow.
That's get
a
your key. Mr. Pimp Good Game together.
What happens in these videos?
I don't like, I just want the faces in a row. I don't need video. I don't want to know too much, you know? Right. I actually don't know the videos. I just know his head. quite familiar with his face.
Yeah, that's it really is just a close-up on the face.
It's
it
a almost close-up
looks like
on the
it's
face.
Photoshopped in different scenarios, but
yeah.
It's not.
With the smile. Great. I mean, he's got a great smile, and that's it. You know? Funny. It's just like a head. It's really crazy.
This one with the mask. I can't. He's getting a facial. I mean, this is his moneymaker now.
Is that Mr. Pimp?
Oh, this is him, but he did a mask.
Oh, you crazy Mr. Good Pimp. He gets crazy sometimes on there. He's trying to switch it up. It's like nobody wants you to switch it up. Just do that.
Give us the face.
Give us face. All right, and so it feels existential. Go on.
Sorry. Who are you? Who else are you following on Insta? Kimmy.
I'm just thinking about this as an existential commentary. I follow about 7 hedgehogs.
Wow.
I follow a lot of people, but my favorite thing is definitely following hedgehogs.
Oh my God, I'm
dying.
Oh, we just clicked
one open. They're so cute.
They're so cute.
Wait, what the heck? This is what a hedgehog
people just own these?
People, I know, they're illegal in California. I've researched. They're illegal in California, but I mean.
Why are these so cute? I always thought of a hedgehog as being like large.
No, they're like they're like tiny. In your two hands, you can hold them.
Oh my God, they are aww. So. They look like a almond cookie.
Where can you buy one?
I think the internet is the only place because they're hard to get here. But for some reason, a lot of these accounts are Japanese, which I find interesting.
Yeah, that's about right. There's a hedgehog in a teacup. And behind it is a calendar, a hedgehog calendar, all in white.
It's so cute.
And this is Amelia Hedgehog.
Amelia Hedgehog's the best one.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm like, and it's all very crisp. It's actually really well done.
Yeah.
It's pretty much, this is what, if hedgehogs had a kinfolk, this is what it would look like.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It feels like kinfolk.
What's kinfolk?
Ooh, kinfolk is a boutique mag with very stark, beautiful, Scandinavian-esque looking photos. It's always like really minimal, like good looking hipsters.
So yeah, you've nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
This does feel like a hipster hedgehog too.
This one, in particular.
He's like cooler than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Hedgehog, sloth, is there a race? Which would a hipster gravitate to first? Does the hedgehog need more representation? Because I feel the sloth is really like, move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts?
Ironically, no. I think Kristen Bell did a lot of really great things
sloth
for the sloth.
She did a lot of sloth work.
She brought so much attention.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm personally all about the hedgehogs. They're cute. I think anything that looks like a cactus but moves, I think probably could really have the hipster vote. Right? Isn't everyone into succulents and cactus? I know
You're
I am.
Right.
I sure am.
So I think that's going to bring in the votes for them. But
I like this hedgehog amongst some macaroon. That's a very enjoyable.
It's like Amelia colorful. Knows what we want to see.
Yeah. Well, this one is hedgehographer.
Hedgehographer?
Hedgehographer. Huh?
She's delighted by you trying to say it.
I just like that. It's the pun itself is beautiful. Oh.
What is it?
It's hedgehographer.
Yeah, hedgehographer.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It's really cute.
I'll follow that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like getting into hedgehogs right now. Like, you taught us hedgehogs.
Mm-hmm. This is a big trend.
No, you taught us hedgehogs. Sweet I mean, thing. I didn't know hedgehogs. Did you know hedgehogs?
I didn't know there were hedgehog accounts.
No, but would you think to care about a hedgehog before this moment?
No.
No,
but
me
you
neither.
Do. But
I'm in. Like, you got me.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
No, they're adorable.
Especially when you put them in bowls.
Yeah.
They look so great in teacups. Why haven't we been doing this more? Next to cactuses, that one always cracks me up. They do that one a lot. I'm like, they're both pokey. and then Amelia is my favorite because she does encouraging messages sometimes. Like, I had one up a second ago that was like, you are great, and like cereal spelled out. You just at people in it and tell them like, hey, this hedgehog thinks you're amazing.
Okay.
Everyone has a better day.
Okay. Right.
I like that tip.
That's a key.
Mm-hmm.
We're using key wrong.
It's a major key.
Yeah, no, it feels like
no. That's definitely. It's like a major key.
Are we saying that right?
Prayer emoji.
Prayer.
Well, I think we. I don't know.
We definitely
did. What do you think? Did we do it?
I think we definitely did. Do you? I mean, as we've gone through this, is there anything that just has come up for you that you're like, they clearly need this.
The only other thing I can think to recommend is if you don't follow the TSA on Instagram, the TSA, and that it's the TSA you're thinking of, has a delightful Instagram.
Okay, I follow, which is really good on Instagram, it's Passenger Shaming.
Ooh.
That is vile. Vile. It's run by...
Don't know.
Oh, it's run by... You were shaking your head at me like you knew, and I was like, okay, yeah, no, it's run by like the flight attendants, oh, and they're taking secret footage of people
putting their feet up on the
it's so
that I mean I got what it is. It sounds disgusting.
It's wrong, but then like you're like, people are so wrong, you know, and you gotta enjoy the fact that the flight attendants are getting some sort of release by posting it at this like this secret account. Anyway,
this is all they have.
This is all they have.
This is how they deal with it.
What's TSA have for us?
TSA basically apparently has an official account where they show you the weird things people have tried to get on planes. Mm. I was reminded of this recently. I'm trying to find, they had a really great one with a throwing star pretty recently.
Huh.
Where basically, like, it was a phone case, a wooden phone case, yep, with a cutout for a throwing star.
Oh my God. Oh,
that boy. One was amazing. And it just goes through all the strange things. Like, there's grenades. People try to get in grenades. Or shoes that look like guns and bullets.
Oh, boy.
It's absurd. Like, the things. It just makes you, like, really intrigued to humanity. It also makes me feel good because they're finding things. Do you always feel like they don't get, like, they don't find, like, you find, like, a knife in your bag. Like, I forgot about this. Or.
Yeah, no, I had a hot glue. When I was going home from my wedding, I had hot glue guns in my carry-on.
And no, they stopped you?
No.
No.
Went through like a dream.
I traveled to Brazil with a vase that, you know, like the gun vase. It's like three guns put together that forms a vase. It was ceramic, the whole thing.
Right.
There's not, but it's in the shape of three guns.
Guns.
No problem.
No, we don't need to even look at that.
No.
Keep it moving.
Thank you, Brazil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I had scissors and hot glue guns, and it was an axe I didn't mean to put in my carry-on, but when I opened it, I was like, oh, wow, y'all just let me go through. Like, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. They catch stuff. They do actually catch stuff, which made me feel better. Because the stuff, I once got stopped, I had a nail file, like a pointy one that was on... like nail clippers,
and they
snapped that thing right off and handed it back
to
me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just snapped it off.
Well,
and threw
I remember
it out.
Right in that post 9/11, that happened a lot where you were like, I'd like to just see someone on the plane, like, I'm going to get you with this. I mean, you could hurt one person.
Right. But not the rest of the plane isn't going to cower in a corner.
Right. But although now I'm just imagining you in your wedding dress on the plane with hot glue guns, like threatening people. And that's pretty good.
That's a little bit more.
Maybe that should be
danger,
what we,
that's
our cake flushing. We'll just see
oh my gosh.
How many things we can get onto planes. And then we'll flush them.
Cool.
Hot glue gunning.
All right.
Wow, well, so much fun, Kimmy.
Kimmy, this Shayna Punham that you've brought us is just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oy vey.
Oh, she learned. We learned in We learned hedgehogs, you learn Yiddish.
Yay.
We learned other stuff too, but the hedgehogs is a real takeaway.
Yeah, that you're going to go follow a bunch of hedgehogs. Let me recommend Ernest Hedgingway.
Oh, boy.
Oh, cute.
Well played.
I see what they did.
Yeah, I do. All mm-hmm. day.
Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter, ironically, after this conversation. My Twitter is at KimberlyLucas.com.
Get the fuck out of here.
I know.
Get out.
Shame. It's a shame. It's a crying shame.
It's a Shonda is what it is.
Oh, well it's perfect. Every time from now on.
No, I'm at Kimberly Lucas or at Kimchi Lucas, if that's more fun on Instagram.
That is my favorite
fun.
Drag queen is Kimchi.
Is that a drag queen?
Yeah, she's phenomenal.
I bet she is. That was my DJ name back in the day, and it just stuck.
P.S. She had a DJ name
yeah.
because that's how young she yeah. is, FYI.
It's pretty. Yeah.
Also, it's my favorite fermented food.
Great.
It's a great
kimchi.
One. It's always a good choice.
So,
mm-hmm. So there's that.
Make out later.
Guys, we're going to wrap it. We've been trying to do it for the last 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
All right, we did it, guys.
Thank you.
Woo!
OMFG.
Oh, my God. Do I just feel suddenly like I have a finger on the pulse? I didn't even realize you didn't have them on. What are you talking? I
on. Is that what's happening? I don't know what's happening.
Okay, everybody calm down. I've definitely dismantled it.
We've fallen apart.
Oh, man.
No, it's fine. I grabbed her, then she didn't have her.
And you were, like, giving, like, the revelation of our whole lifetime. Like, we fucking finally have a finger on the pulse, and I don't have my headset on.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so
that was great. I guess I will have to go back and figure out how to download Snapchat from the iTunes stores once it connects, and then figure out how to follow DJ Khaled.
Katie Dalebout, who past guest, recently hit us up via social means and said that she's going to be in LA and she's going to walk us through.
I saw that Snapchat. And I thought, thank God.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Because, you know, Scotty did help us, but we need a little more.
We can't just, like, hear about it. Like, she's like, you go up, you go down, you go left, you go right. That's not enough.
Right. Yep.
We need an actual, like, hands-on tutorial. Doesn't have to be for the air. No. Can just be for life.
It's a life tutorial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And shout out to both Scotty and Katie. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was really fun.
That was fun.
I'm like 100% going to follow those friggin' hedgehogs.
They were really cute.
Best believe it.
I don't even understand why they're so cute.
They were real fun. And, you know, she talked a lot of names at us. I don't know if any of y'all will be knowing any of these people, these directors, these comedians. I really didn't know much of what she spoke, but I liked listening to her speak. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? She spoke with authority. She's digging in.
I would go to her in the future again for, like, trends.
Yeah.
So this may be someone we bring back.
Absolutely.
To keep us updated.
And if you guys feel like you needed something from her that we could, you know, when we bring her back, we can, like, get more specific.
Because she did a great job of curating for us.
Yeah.
And she was real cute doing it.
So. Thanks, Kimmy. Thanks, Kimmy Lucas. And we have a little thank you to Miss Allie Lou, A-L-L-I-E-L-O-U, at OMFG Pod. Oh, my God. The At T.S. Madison Atlanta 1 episode was amazing. So much good advice and info. Hashtag yes, God. Eggplant emoji 100 at Deanna Raphael and at Frida Foster.
Wow.
That's right.
I'm glad she felt it because that was a yes, God episode.
Yes, God.
It really was.
Yeah.
And the eggplant tips. Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
I hear you, girl. I hear you. I hear you chirping, Big Bird.
Oh, boy. She did not lie.
Okay. Last time you yelled at me for being too specific, but
crude and rude.
Crude and rude.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
I am Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
And if you want to call me Emmy Bing, feel free to do so.
I know.
My middle name was it. Feel free to do so. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, everybody. This is David Gregory, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The David Gregory Show. It is that easy to remember. And it's me talking to all sorts of really interesting people, getting them off their regular script into deeper, more personal conversations, like Arianna Huffington about parenthood.
I think especially for mothers, they take the baby out and they put the guilt in.
Or Bravo TV's Andy Cohen on being less afraid.
Look, I'm a single gay dude on a late night talk show. If I can't overshare, who can?
We'll have a new program every Friday. So go to iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever your favorite podcast app and download The David Gregory Show and eavesdrop on really cool conversations. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.